Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me I have my friend Ray Sully, the executive director of the Tower Theater. How are you this morning?
I am fine, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. You had mentioned to me in an email, you're leaving the Tower Theater after how many years?
16 years plus a couple of months, but who's counting?
You know? Now,
yeah.
When are you officially gone?
Officially, we're trying to transition out by July the 1st. It's the beginning of our new fiscal year and new season, but also I want to be able to spend the summer on some family things and some travel. And also, we're doing a pretty decent search for a replacement for the ED, and that will happen in the next 2 months. And then at that point, I'll help with the transition. We'll hire somebody and I'll help transition, and they get to start with figuring out the new budget. But it has been a wonderful run, and I have loved every minute of it, and except for the pandemic and except for the recession. But other than that,
those two things were the two roughest spots, would you say?
Yeah, because you sort of go, Where was I on the day that they talked about how do you survive a pandemic and what do you do during a recession? I must have missed the class and the lecture on those days, right? So you have to wing it, but the staff has been so great and the board has been so wonderful, and the community has stepped up. Recession, we lost a lot of sponsors, but we got a lot of members, and people would come to the theater still. And then the pandemic, we lost a lot of theater goers because you couldn't go out, really. But we got a lot of donations and people saying, I'll give you some money now, and I want to be a member now because when you reopen, I want to make sure I'm there, and sure. I want to make sure I'm there for you. So the community has been wonderful.
Being in Bend for over 15 years now. Are you going to stick around or
yes.
are you going to take off?
No, we're going to stay here. I didn't take the job thinking I was going to retire in Bend. That was not the plan.
Sure.
Then again, I'm not sure any career has a plan until you look back at it over X number of years and go, oh, yeah, I see where that dot connected to that dot and that dot connected to a detour or whatever. But there's a lot of things I still want to do. We love it here. And Michelle is chief philanthropy officer in charge of some major gifts over at St. Charles Foundation, and they are she's loving it, and they're doing a real new, have several different campaigns they got her working on right now. That is important for us. The community has been so accessible, and we've embraced them, and they've embraced us. I think, and my son again lives in town, so, and he was able to even save enough money to buy a house. So we're not going to go too far. In fact, I don't think we're going anywhere.
Sure. We're going to take a quick break here, Ray. We're talking to Ray Sully. He's the executive director of the Tower Theater, retiring this year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to talk about in this next segment is some of the acts and the people that you've ran into over the years. We won't talk about the people you've ran over.
Okay.
Kind of a sore spot. But we will talk about some of that after the break. So.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.